There is this incredibly common misconception that cockroaches are just, a gross nuisance. Like, you see one, you could just ignore it,
Right.
or maybe step on it, and just go about your day. Today, we are unpacking the definitive company guide from J. Roy Pest Control to reveal the hidden health hazards of roaches.
Right, and to explain exactly when you need to stop ignoring them, because people really do just brush them off.
They do. So let's unpack this right now. I mean, aside from making us jump when we flip on the kitchen lights, are they actually dangerous?
Oh, they absolutely are. People think, well, they don't bite or have venom, so they're harmless, but they are proven vectors for some really serious illnesses.
Like what kind of illnesses?
Well, they spread things like salmonellosis and cholera. They literally track pathogens across your food and surfaces. And beyond that, they constantly shed skin and leave droppings.
Which break down into like dust, right?
Exactly, yeah. Microscopic airborne particles. Inhaling those is a known trigger for severe asthma and allergic reactions.
Okay, wow. So if the health risks are that high, I need to know, how do you distinguish between just a single random wanderer that got lost and an actual infestation?
Good question.
Because cockroaches are nocturnal, so if I'm seeing one wandering around my kitchen in broad daylight, that actually means their hiding spots in the dark are completely overcrowded, right?
Yeah, it's like a nightclub at maximum capacity, just spilling out onto the street. And when that space hits capacity, the physical evidence becomes impossible to ignore.
Like, what should people be looking for?
You'll start noticing droppings that look a lot like ground black pepper or coffee grounds. What's disturbing about those droppings is that they contain aggregation pheromones.
Wait, pheromones like chemical signals?
Yes, signals specifically designed to attract even more roaches to that exact spot. You also need to pay attention to a distinct oily or musty odor in the room, and keep an eye out for urticae.
Hang on, urticae. I've actually never heard that term before.
Oh, they are the egg cases. They look like little brown pill-shaped capsules, and a single one can hold dozens of nymphs.
Yikes.
Yeah. Finding even one means there is an active breeding cycle happening right inside your home.
See, if I spot coffee ground droppings or an egg case, my immediate instinct is to run to the hardware store and grab a can of bug spray.
Most people do.
But looking at the biology here, using a contact spray is basically like trying to put out a grease fire with a cup of water. You might kill the few roaches right in front of you.
But the splatter just scatters the other 90% deeper into your walls and behind your appliances.
Right. You aren't fixing the problem, you're just relocating it.
Exactly. Store-bought chemicals just cause scattering. Plus, many roach populations have developed a high genetic immunity to those common insecticides anyway.
And sprays only target the adults you see, right?
Right. They do nothing to stop the breeding. That is why at J. Roy Pest Control, we use insect growth regulators. Instead of just poisoning the adult, IGRs essentially act like birth control for the entire colony.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, they disrupt the roach's hormones so the nymphs can't molt or reach reproductive maturity. The current generation dies off, and no new ones can take their place.
Which is crucial because if you fail to wipe out the whole colony, the math is terrifying. Just looking at the German cockroach, one single female and her offspring can produce 30,000 roaches in a single year.
It's staggering. And the German cockroach is primarily in your kitchen and bathrooms, spreading E. coli. But they aren't the only threat you're leaving your home exposed to.
Right, there's the American roach too.
Yes, the American roach is massive, and because they travel through sewers and drains, they track a heavy load of filth-borne pathogens right onto your counters.
I've also heard people talk about water bugs in their basements and just brush them off as harmless. But looking at our notes on the Oriental roach, that water bug label is actually masking a much bigger threat, isn't it?
It really is. Because they thrive in decaying matter, they are notorious for spreading bacteria that cause dysentery. And we can't forget the brown-banded roach.
Right, the dry ones.
Yeah. What makes them so insidious is their biology. They prefer dry environments, so they bypass the kitchen entirely. They will infest your bedrooms, hide behind wallpaper, and even get inside the warm motors of your electronics.
Wow, spreading allergens directly where you sleep.
Yeah.
It completely changes how you view a pest problem. You aren't just dealing with a nuisance, you are dealing with a highly specialized biological threat.
You really are.
So the next time you spot a lone roach in your home, ask yourself, is it just a scout or is it the overflow of 30,000 hidden in your walls?
For expert help, contact J. Roy Pest Control at 901-902-2109.